Okay. Tosfos Stibur Hamaschil Iik Rav Nechunya Kasha Achoso. Okay, we have in the Gemara this last Shaka Vitaria that the question was posed by Papa to Abaye. That is, Rabba told us that Shitas Rav Meir is that because Knas is a Chidush, so a Chiyuv Misa will not pater a Chiyuv Tashlumei Knas. Afagav the Miktel Mishalim. Rabbi said it, as we know, to explain that the Braisa that had a Machokis, Rav Meir and the Chachamim, by Tavach B'Shabbos and Tavach Avodah Zarah and so on, that Rav Meir is Machayev, it doesn't have to mean that it was Tavach Al Yidei Acher, Al Yidei Shriach, and then the Machokis becomes Machokis, and Shechit Tashen and Ru'uya, and so on, as the Sugi before outlined. Rather, Rabbi had said that it could be a case of Tavach Ba'atzvo, and seemingly it's Kimud Rav Minei, but the point of a mayor and the point of the Machokis is that a mayor says, because we're dealing with a Chiyav Tavach U'macha, a Chiyav Knas, you're Chayav, even though there's a Chiyav Misa that came together. So the question was asked by Rav Papa to Abaye, according to Rava, then what do you do with our Mishnah? How do you deal with the stira between the Mishnah here in Chavtes, Baruch Hoso Chayav Knas, and the Mishnah in Makas Yud Gimel, that Baruch Hoso is Chayav Malkis, Va'akaimel, and the Enelok El Mishalim? Resh Lakish was the one who supplied an answer, the third of the three answers, that Hamani Rav Meir, he, as we know, Rav Meir holds Lok El Mishalim from the Mishnah Makas Davdalit. So that would mean Lokim Mishalim, yes. And on the other hand, Mesa Mishalim, not. Mesa Mishalim, not, includes Knas as well as Mamun. The Braisa that says, Ganav Atoch B'Shabbos is Chayiv L'Rav Meir, that's Ayde Acher. There's no coming down in it. So everything works out very, very beautifully according to Rish Lakish. But according to Rabba, asks Rav Papa, who is going to be the Tana that you can use to reconcile the stira between the two Mishnayos? Masnisim keman mukim la ike Rav Meir kasha bito, as we just explained. In other words, the Mishnah later, Lamed Vavim and Beis, has the case of Mises Beis Din that will be chayv knas, that will be, sorry, pater from knas, in distinction to the case of Bachosa, which is chayv kriyas, which is chayv knas. So that goes with Rav Meir. That goes with Rav Meir. If you assume that Rav Meir holds Einam Mesa Mishalim, even by Knas. That's what Rish Lakish said. But according to Rabbah, you've lost that. Kasha Bita. And then Rav Papa continues with two more possibilities which he knocks down. So it can't be Rav Meir, according to what we just said. Neither can it be Iki Rav Nechunin ben Akana, then Kasha Achoso, and Iki Rav Yitzchak, Kasha Mamzeres. So what are these latter two Tanoim that the Gemara Rav Papa is bringing in? So let's see again. Ikra Nechun ben Akana, Rashi says that Rav Chun ben Akana will hold Loke u'Mishalim like Rav Meir. The proof being that Rav Chun ben Akana equated Yom Kippur to Shabbos. So Rashi makes the diuk as follows. Yom Kippur hu depata mitashlumin mishum kares, the ispe. What's the reason for the tour? If a person is Machal Yom Kippur and he causes Hezek, Madri is a Gadish Bim Kippurim, because of the Yom Kippur Onesh of Kares. That's what he's using to pater from the Mamun, based on Asun. Asun Rashi quotes. But what about the fact that typically, forget about the Kares of Yom Kippur, there's a Lavin Malkus involved. So that Lo Pater. Umas Nisan Nami. The Israel Oki Mishalim, the Dehu. So that could be why Rabbi Nechun ben Akana will say, like the Mishnah says, Loki Mishalim. On the other hand, he could certainly hold Meis Mishalim Lesre, even by Knas. And also, Rabbi's Chiddush was within Rav Meir. But Nechun ben Akana doesn't have to buy into that. So why not say it goes to Nechun ben Akana? But that won't work either because Kasha Achoso. And Rashi explains, Achoso is also mentioned in the Mishnah Chavtes. So I understand the Malkus won't pat to you, because on that you could say Lokum Mishalim, but you have the Kares. So that's not going to help. It's Kasha Chosa. And what's Rabbi Yitzchak? Rabbi Yitzchak is a Tana that the Gemara quotes in Mesach Demakos there, that Chai Bekrisus do not get Malkus. He has a drasha to tell me that those Chai Bekrisus Those who happen to have kares do not get malchus. The Torah with Megalith, with Russia, that there's no malchus by Chayvei Krisus. Which means, of course, that he will disagree with the grouping in Malkus Daf Yud Gimel in the Mishnah there of Chayvei Krisus of Eloi HaLokin, because it won't be true. The Mishnah is against the Yitzchak. Okay. As Rashi points out. And if that's the case, so maybe we can work out that the Mishnah here that says that they'll get Knas will go like Rabbi Yitzchak, because there is no Malkus to Pater the by Chayvei Krisus, by Baal Chos, there's no Malkus to Pater the Knas. The answer is, it's not going to help you, in other words, because Kasha Mamzeres, because the Mishnah has a case of Mamzeres, which is just a lab, not Kares, and there is going to, if we're going to be Malkus, and it says that there's Knas. So that's those are the two outer questions. Now, what's Tosus Diuk? It says, Ikron of Nakana Kasha Choso, Ikrab Yitzchak Kasha Mamzeres. Why are we picking Achoso to ask from Rubin Akana and picking Mamzeres to ask according to Rabbi Yitzchak? Seemingly, the same Mamzeres, which is a question if it were Rabbi Yitzchak, would be the question of Rubin Akana as well. It should say, Ikrab Rubin Akana, then I have two problems, Kasha Achoso and Mamzeres. And Ikir Rabbi Yitzchak, so it won't be Kasha Achoso, because there's no Malkus, okay, but Kasha Mamzeres. So why does the Gemara pick Achoso and not both? It should say, Ikir Mechonot Kasha Achoso B'Mamzeres. Lo Matzi L'Neymar, so the Gemara Tos explains, he doesn't want to say Kasha Mamzeres V'Achoso, say both, because Al Korchach K'Rameya Sfirulen. You see, because on the issue of Mamzeres, we wouldn't have anything to ask on Chunakan, because it's muchach minei uvei, as you say. It's clear as day that Rabbi Chunah ben Akana holds local mishalim. So Mamzeres would not pose a problem at all. It only is a chos. Why is it clear as day? What's the al korchach d'ramisvirle? Because midinokat yom ha-kippurim k'shabbos. What does he say? He says Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, and that's why you'll be part of Higgins HaKadosh Bim HaKippurim. Why pick Yom Kippur? V'havu le'le me'mar Yom Tov k'Shabbos k'oshkin Yom HaKippurim. Worry to hold that the Enelokim Mishalei and the Malkus Pater is Mammon, you don't need to come onto the Kares of Yom Kippur. You could say it already with Yantif. That it's mashma only by Yom Kippur will be truly be part of from Hezek, but not on Yantif. What do you mean? On Yantif you have the Malkus the Pater. Rashi said something similar. Rashi didn't say, he could have said Yantif. Rashi said, it's mashma that Yom Kippur, it's machmas the Kares Shabbo, not machmas the Malkus Shabbo. Okay, Tosus takes it and spells it out even more. He says, he could have picked Yantif, he'd have to say Yom Kippur. Elevade Sirule. So it's muchach, what do you see from here? That he has to hold, what is it? That Mechun Nakana has to hold one of two things. Why wouldn't he pick Yantif? O Kirab Meir de Oma Loka Mishalin. Either because he holds a Kirab Meir, that Loka Mishalin. So therefore, there wouldn't be anything to patter if it were Yantif. O Kirab Yitzchak de Oma Ein Malkus Bechaybe Krisus. Or he holds like Rabbi Yitzchak that by Chayvei Krisus there is no Malkus. Hilkach lo nakad Yantif. That's why he didn't want to tell you case of Yantif. D'minei lo avishamin yom kippurim she'ein bo Malkus. In other words, if Chayvei Krisus have Malkus, then there'd be no nafkamina by picking Yom Kippur over Yantif. Because if you held a Malkus patter from Mamun, then pick Yantif. And whatever Yantif has to patter from the Mamon, Yom Kippur has to patter, because you have Malkus by Yom Kippur too. So why pick Yom Kippur? So you the fact that he picked Yom Kippur will prove, says Tosus, one of two things. Either he holds that Malkus doesn't patter Mamon at all, so he couldn't pick Yantif because there'd be nothing to patter the Mamon. Malkus doesn't patter Mamon. To the contrary, go kill Mishalim, you get both like Rav Meir. Or Rav Nechunya holds that, okay, Malkus can patter Mamon, but what else could patter Mammon, even if he's no Malkus? kares. What do you mean there's no malchus? Every kares is a lav. Any kares that's going to be involving a chiyav mamon together with it is a lav. Yeah, but if there's kares, there's no malchus. I mean, meaning he also got yitzchak. So may like this. What's muchak mineyove from nechunya? It's the fact that he picks Yom Kippur and not Yontif. That he holds either like Rav Meir da'ama lo k'mishale. Oh, Rav Yitzchak da'ama in malchus b'chayv krisus, and because there's no malchus b'chayv krisus, he'll kachonaka Yontif. Because if you were to pick Yontif, you wouldn't have the chiddush of Yom Kippur, because you wouldn't have that issue coming up by Yom Kippur. Hetemine lo b'shemin on Yom Kippur m'she'im bo malchus. So one way or the other, it's muchach from Rav Nechunya that he does not go like the standard mainstream shita of the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that ein eloka mishalim, and the Chachamim hold yesh malchus b'chayv krisus. What are the fringe shitas? Rav Meir is a fringe shita. Rav Meir holds eloka mishalim. Rav Yitzchak is a fringe shita. What does he hold? Ein malchus b'chayv krisus. Take your pick, but from the Nechunya, it's clear that he holds not like the Chachamim in one way or the other. Either he holds like Rav Meir, or he holds like Rav Yitzchak. No, Mimei like this. The Keva de Lavik Rabbanan. So now, if he's not like the Rabbanan regardless, so what should be driving our Kasha? Assuming he's like the Chachamim, he can't be the Chachamim. So now, if you're going to say he goes like Rav Yitzchak, then the Kasha would be from Mamzeres and from Achoso. Correct. But he could also just as well be going to Rav Yitzchak. And if he goes to Rav Yitzchak, and if he goes to Rav Meir, then the Kasha would only be from Achoso. So the Gemara picks the lower common denominator, because once you can't force the question on two things if it can be from one thing. If you can readily assume it goes like the Chachamim, then I can force whatever question I want on him. But if I see he's like the Chacham, so he's one of two possibilities. One of those possibilities would be a kasha, a double question, from Achoso and Mamzeres. The other possibility would be only a single question, from Achoso. So which question would I ask? If either way it's like the Chachamim, so I might as well grab on to what? To the kasha, which is for sure, and that is from Achoso and not from Mamzeres. That's what it says at the end. They came into Rabbi Krabbanan, lo mukmi le'krab Yitzchak, el krab Meir, v'lotikshi Mamzeres. What Tosus didn't spell out, and Chayra, that's implicit in Tosus, and I think the Shita makes this very clear. In other words, so let's go another line of the Gemara. We'll have the next Tosus in a second, but just speaking out based on what we have in our Tosus. The Gemara says, Ikirin al-Chunna kasha choso, Ikirab Yitzchak, kasha mamzeres. Hang on. Why kasha mamzeres? Because it says you get knas. And what? And the Malkus Shepater. No. What could you say? Maybe Rabbi Yitzchak holds like who? Like Rabbi Meir. So what's the kasha of Yitzchak? You hear the kasha? No. What's our papa saying? He created the kasha. Why kasha of Mamzeres? Maybe he holds like Rabbi Meir. Oh, so what Tosus did, in a sense, is answer that question too, without spelling it out. You understand? It's very interesting. Tosus didn't ask this kasha, but we read the Tosus that we just read, and we have the answer to this kasha too, and the Shita brings it all together, weaves it all together. So having read this Tosus, you tell me. So what do you mean kasha mamzeres? Maybe it was like Rav Meir. So what do you think kasha mamzeres? So what's the obvious answer? That Stama de Milsa, Rabbi Yitzchak holds like a mainstream Shita. Correct? Mecha Tesa, he holds like against the Chachamim. No, so turn back to Rav Nechunya HaKana. So what are you asking? Kasha Choso? Kasha Choso, I understand. Buena Kasha Mamzeres? Mechateisa, he holds like Rav Meir. The Stami holds like Chachamim. The Inlokum is Shali. So it's Kasha Mamzeres and Achos. So it's the Teretz. Because he's any way you look at it, he's going to be against the Chachamim on one way or another. The fact that he doesn't pick Yontif and he picks Yom Kippur means one of two things. Either he taka holds like Rav Meir, that's why Yontif wouldn't have pattered, the Malkus wouldn't have pattered, or there's no Malkus there's no Malkus by Chayav Krisus, and therefore he needed to tell you the Chiddush of Yom Kippur because you wouldn't have known it from Yantiv. But once you see Manafshach, he's against the Chachamim, so it's not any more problematic in logic to ascribe him to Rav Meir more than Rav Yitzchak. Because both have in common that they're not the Chachamim, they're fringe Shivas. Right? So therefore, if you want to attribute to Rav Meir, no harm done, no worse than attributing to Rav Yitzchak. And therefore, the point is, Kasha Choso, but not Kasha Mamzeres. Whereas according to Rav Yitzchak, I have no indication that he shouldn't go to Chachamim on the matter of Lokim Mishan. That's the only issue that's at stake. Does he hold to Rav Meir or not? So the Kasha is Kasha Mamzeres, because why would you say he holds like the Chachamim? That he doesn't hold the Chachamim. He shouldn't stumble like the Chachamim. So that's, again, that's what's driving Tosis. When Tosis asks, he should say Kasha Mamzeres Vachoso, he means because the same way by Rav Yitzchak, he said Kasha Mamzeres Vachoso. And the answer is because, no, the difference, Rav Yitzchak says Kasha Mamzeres, he should say Mamzeres over here too. The answer is in Rav Yitzchak, we assume he goes like the Chacham, not like Rav Meir. In Rav Nochum Na'akana, We might as well assume Rav Meir, because if you don't assume Rav Meir, you're going to have to assume a friend Shita. So assume Rav Yitzchak. Rav Meir is the friend Shita, not Rav Yitzchak is the friend Shita. And then it's only Kasha Achos, not Mamzeres. Again, this is spoken out by the Shita, but I think it's Mamish the Pshat and the Tosis. It's Mamish how to read the Tosis. And meanwhile, we have the fringe benefit of another answer to the other Kasha. What's the Kasha Mamzeres of Rav Yitzchak? Tosis doesn't even spell it out at all. Tosis asks something else. Ikir Rav Yitzchak, Kasha Mamzeres. Come back. Let's do Tosis here. I want to come back to the whole union of Chayav Krisus, the Shogig, which comes out over here in this Gemara. But let's do the Tosis in first, and then we'll have a little time. We'll talk about that union. It's a broad union, and we'll just touch it barely. But just it's brought in by the Rishonim here, so it's kedai to speak it out. But let's do the next two Tosis in first. Okay. So Ikir Rav Yitzchak Kasha Mamzeres. So he spells out Rav Meir. It can't be Rav Meir. Kasha Bito. That's according to Rabbi. That is. Can't be Nechum Nakana Kasha Achosa. It can't be Rav Yitzchak Kasha Mamzeres. No, what else did it say? And it can't be the Chachamim. Chachamim against Rav Yitzchak, against Rav Meir, mainstream Chachamim, because then Kasha what? Both. I mean, it doesn't bother even speaking it out. And Tosa says, yes, right, doesn't have to bother. So what is he to say? I mean, it's self-evident. He says, here are three possibilities, and you're going to have at least one problem with each of these possibilities. That you have another Tana, the mainstream Tana, you have two problems with. Yeah, okay. So, obviously, that's no need to say. Needless to say, you're not going to have a Klata Mishnah if you go like that. So, that's what Tosa says. So, he's saying, in each of these, you're still going to have to be stuck with one problem. But Meir, Kasha Bito, because David Moshe was with the Chachamim, and according to the Chachamim, it's against the Chumya, so then Kasha Mamzeres and Achos. Tosis raises an interesting question, which is a beautiful bookend to Daf Lamed Beis. You know, can't think back to where the Sugya began in this Chilka Sugya. Wait a second, we have a Tana. Let's identify a Tana that can work out here. This is a question Tosis raised earlier. It doesn't bother speaking it all out, it just refers us back. Tosa says, "V'lo matzi l'meimanami," and the Gemara can't say also another possibility, and which maybe we should solve the problem. The Masnisin Kirabi Akiva, the Savar Eden Zal Meknasa. Rabbi Akiva, we know his sheet, Eden Zal Meknasa. That's Mechfurish and Makis. He holds Eden Zal Meknasa. Samod Meknas Pater. He holds his court of Knas. And if he holds, it's a knas, and Tosis wants to extrapolate, what are the implications? So if he should hold that way, he should also hold the Isvei Golka Mishalit. One should follow from the other. And on the other issue of Mesa Mishalim, the last name Mesa Mishalim, we can comfortably say that he does not wish to. That's only Rav Meir was pinned down Mesa Mishalim because of the price of Tabach Mishalis. What does Tosis mean that Rabbi Akiva, who holds Eden Zom Knasa, should hold Loka Mishalim? That's based on the premise that Tosis had back on Daf Lamed Beis when he first raised the issue. What does Tosis have in mind? Because why does Rav Meir say Loka Mishalem, and why the Chacham disagree. If you look in the Sugya Davdalet of the days in Makkos, what do you have over there? Who remembers? Rav Meir is Yale from Motzi Shemra, that the Unshul Somei Kesef and the Yisro So, that's Loka Mishalem. So he learns as well to Eden Zolomim. And the Chachamim, in disputing Rav Meir, so the Gemara brings in over there in the Shaka Vatayim Davdalet in Makkos, that they hold that you can learn from Motzi Shemra. Mal Motzi Shemra, she came knas. She can learn to Edom Zolomim. And Rav Meir's response to that is, Edom Zolomim nami knasahu. So it sounds like the machokas, whether we learn from Moshe Shema to say Loka Mishalem, is totally in the machokas, Edom Zolomim is knasa mamon. The Rabbanan who argue Rav Meir and say, in Loka Mishalem, they can't learn from Moshe Shema, because they have the opinion that Edom Zolomim is mamona, who so he can't learn mamon from knas. Rav Meir, who holds Edom Zolomim is knasa, who learns Moshe Shema, Loka Mishalem. So Tosus assumes, if that's the case, that anyone who holds Edom Zolomim knasa, like Rav Meir, like Rabbi Akiva, would hold like Rav Meir. So therefore, let's solve our problem by saying the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, because it's only Rav Meir, like Rabbi Akiva, because it's only Rav Meir who has the issue of Kasha Vito because of what we know he holds, according to Rava, that Mesa Mishan Kanas, but that's only what we know for Rav Meir. But as far as Rabbi Akiva is concerned, that issue he doesn't have to accept Rav Meir on. And as far as everything else, if he holds Tezom Kanas, so he should hold like Rav Meir, Loka Mishalim. This is Tosus Kasha. So why not solve the issue that way? So Tosa says, and the answer is, like I said before, and I gave a few answers before. What does he say? In other words, we could certainly say, and it makes sense to say, Rabbi Akiva does not learn from Motzi Shema separate from the consideration that it's a knas, that it's mamon and Motzi Shema is knas. Even if Edom Zolomim is knas, which he holds it's a knas, but he still doesn't learn from Motzi Shema. Kidapreshes, we'll have to see Kidapreshes. What does Tosus mean? So Tosus discussed this on Daf Lamed Day. So the Svar dictates that we have to go back and see those few lines of Tosus, but to appreciate what Tosus means. Tosus says, "Can appreciate." You're not going to just leave it at that, right? Of course not. Right? You have to go back to where it started. Where did Tosus bring this in? Very beginning of the sugya, Daf Lamed Beis. Kaim Loka Mishalim. In fact, Tosus, what's going on here? We're dealing with Knas. So Tosus asked the Kasha that by Knas itself, even the Chachamim, that's how Tosus starts off, the Chachamim who hold Nalik Rav Meir and they hold Inuk Mishalim, but they should agree to Knas, by Knas it's called Mishalim, because by Knas I should learn from Moshe Shemra. That's how Tosus begins the question. Mashma and Makis, the Knas Loka Mishalim, based on the Gemara and Makis that he quotes. Rav Meir, my timer, go Moshe Shemra. So Tosu says, and Yeshua Omar that Kasha, came into the Rabbanon, Rav Meir, Edom Zolomim Lav Knasahu. Tosu has a couple of answers, but then the Kasha is that by Knas everyone should agree. That's the Kasha. The Tosu says, since according to Rabbanon of Rav Meir, Edom Zolomim is not a Knas. Mimela, I can't learn from Motzi Shema even by a knas either, because now I look at Edom Zolomim as its own melamed, as its own source. And Edom Zolomim has the din of kedei rishas associated with it, and we have the malchus stated by Edom Zolomim kedei rishas so abayim yakenu, and lo lav dechasima, and we have by Edom Zolomim we can conjure up a case of Ein Lokim Mishalim, that is to say that there will be a Malkus to give them for Kashizamim, let's say, or if they were testifying about Ben Grusha or about someone being Chayv Malkus, the same time that they testified, along the same time, they incurred a Chiyuv Mamon. Tavchu. And the Chiyuv Mamon could be Tashkum Meknas, for example. So it doesn't matter. There's going to be a Kedei Rishas, so that's plugged in, embedded in Parshas Edom Zolomim. It's a kedivah shasa by Edom Zalman. And we can talk about a malchus of Edom Zalman with a tashlumei knas concurrent with it. And even if neschaibu knas b'shasha eidu tavcho machru, or others b'shvilam, as we know, they can be, we had that gemara, that idea acher. And now I'm the sixth line when they start widening in Tosfos. So therefore, we have a right b'chol malchus. That's one teretz. So the bottom line is, what do we have from Tosfos first teretz? Even if you hold that Eden Zal, even if you hold that like the Chachamim, and not like a mayor, it's not going to matter between Mammon and Knas. Nothing's going to change. The halacha is going to be the same even by Chiyuv Knas. That's what Tosfos said over here. Tosfos has another teretz, but this is not so much for our Tosfos yet. Tosfos said, and this is more for our Tosfos, what he says now, because then he's going to bring in our Gemara that we just read. What does Tosfos say further? Tiritz Ritzva, another teretz. That really, this is Nogei for our Tosfos. The Chachamim can actually agree that Edom Zalman is what? It's Knasa. So this is Nerei tying into our Tosfos. And still, they have reasons not to learn from Uthi Shem. This is what Tosfos is picking up. Our Tosfos is picking up from the old Tiritz Ritzva in the Tosfos before. Again, the Ritzva is coming to answer Tosfos Kasha over there, that wouldn't everyone agree that by Knas you should say Yogam Mishalim because I learned from Uthi Shema? So Tosfos had one Teretz because we just discussed that the Edom Zalman case could have a case of Chiyuv Knas together with Malchus. Now Tosfos say, no. The point is, Edom Zalman could be Knas, and I still don't learn from Motzi Shemra. Why? Because Kedei Rishasso Mashma B'mamno Malchus. Finished. I don't want to use Rav Meir's Ukimta for Kedei Rishasso to talk about what? Misa and Malchus. I want Kedei Rishasso to talk about Malchus and Mammon. And therefore, bottom line is, I have very little wiggle room. I can't. I won't go to Motzi Shema at the drop of a hat. They both are parallel, Knasa Miknasa? No. I look at Kedei Rishasso, and I look at that Pasuk, and I explain Kedei Rishasso is Malchus over Mammon, not Miso Malchus. That's not the context of the Pasuk. The Pashtus Kedei Rishasso is Malchus over Mammon. That's what he says. Rav Meir is going so much weight to the Binyanav that he's willing to swallow that Kedei Rishasso is going to be shifted over to Miso Malchus. So it's, in effect, in other words, it's not just about Edom Zalman being Mammon. It's not about that at all. Rav Meir has to say it's a Knas in order to learn it out. But just because he owns a Knas, it doesn't follow automatically that you have to end up with Rav Meir's Limud. You could have other reasons to disapprove of Rav Meir's Limud, because Kedei Rishasso b'pashtus meets Malchus Mammon. That's the Ritzvah. And of course, that's going to connect to Tosfos, so Rabbi Akiva could also very well argue on Rav Meir. And then he has another point as well, Inami, that the reason for the Chacham arguing Rav Meir is based on the Yerushalmi, the Motzi Shema Chidushu, that B'dibur Greda Mechayiv, and therefore, it's another reason not to learn from Motzi Shema. It's a whole new category. It's a chidush. The Mechuyah B'dibur. Aydin Zomin is also B'dibur, but it's not the same level chidush as Motzi Shema, because here, Aydin Diburim Hayanifsad, Motzi Shema Los Avin Maisa B'dibur, El Aydin Aydin. Okay. So these latter two points that Tosfos says, again, Tosfos says it to respond to the original question he had over there, that shouldn't the halacha be by all cases of Knas, that it should be Lokim Mishalim, so one teretz was more connected to that point, and the other two teretzim are Negeim or Artosis, that even if the whole Eden Zomen is a Knas, but there's another reason not to learn from Motzi Shema, either because Kedei Rishasso speaks to us as Malchus Mammon, or because Motzi Shema is a Chidush that goes beyond any other type of Chidush, that B'dibur, he's Chayiv Ayde Dibur. Says Tosfos, and this is Mamish, the connecting link to Tosfos by us, V'chein Mashmo Kamon. Tosfos is giving us a heads up to what he says over here. V'chein Mashmo Kamon, the last couple of lines of Tosfos is Mamish Agamar. Da'afilu Edom Zalman Kenasa is a support to his latter teretz, to this point that even Edom Kenasa ain't Lokim Mishalim Kenas De'omar, because the Gemara says Tosfos now quoting on Lamed Beis, the Gemara Lamed Hey, the Amar. Everyone see it? Third wide line in the Tosfos, very wide lines. The Amar, the Gemara says, Ularabba, the Amar. This is Rab Papa's question to Abaye. Ularabba, the Amar, Lurab Meir. Chidish Rishachit Shatar B'Knas, Masnisim B'Maimukim Ra, Ike, Rab Meir Kasha Bito. Ike, Chumnekarna, Kasha, Choso. Ike, Yitzchak, Kasha Mamzeres. Wait a second, I have a solution, I have a Tana, I have it, Rabbi Akiva. So Amai Lomukim Ra, Rabbi Akiva. What was Rabbi Akiva? The Svirulei, the Per Kama, the Baba Kama, Ayidim Zomim Knasu. It was the problem with Rab Meir was that Shamina Lei Rabbah said Shamina Lei Deyod that they ain't a Meis Mishan Knas. But in Rabbi Akiva we know that Shamina Lei. So plug in Rabbi Akiva, and it's basically the approach of Reish Lakish. It's basically Rab Meir. It's just absent the problem of Rab Meir because we could say ain't a Meis Mishan. So what's the answer? Why don't we say that? Ela Mashma Dein Shum Tana Nesaver Loka Mishalim Ela Meir Chudei. Like we said over here. This is our Tosis. The Lomar Tzila Meimar Nami the Maskius Nikra B'Yakiva the Sari Zomim Kenasa V'Isle Luk Mishalim V'Leskei Mishalim means V'Leskei doesn't mean we can say convincingly, but like Tosis, we don't find it's interesting Shini Lash in the Tosis. Here it says V'Leskei Mishalim. It's not that we can say for sure, but we can certainly make the case that Leslie makes Mishalim. As Tosis said earlier, we don't find that he holds Mason Mishalim anywhere. I mean, Mishalim means Mishalim Knas. There will be Kiva, and the answer is, there will be Kiva, the Matsina Lameimar, the Logama Eidim Zom Mathishema. We could certainly say, and that he doesn't learn, Avagav Lavi Knas Sakit, which is ill. Interesting, he's more tentative. Matsina Lameimar. Matsina Lameimar is enough not to, I guess, because you can't say that it goes like Rabbi Akiva. Here Tosfos says the Gemara knows ain't shum tana. Here it's matzina lemeima. Okay, and therefore he holds certainly like the chachamim. I guess he means the following. Why is Tosfos say it that way? It's not like we know for sure ain't shum tana. It's that we don't want it to go like Reb Meir. The same way as we were asked a minute before. What's hovering over this whole Tosfos? Ikir b'yitzchak kasha mamzeres. What's the kasha mamzeres? Perhaps Rabbi Yitzchak holds like Rabbi Meir. So what kind of kasha do you have? The answer is, that's why it's a kasha, because we don't have to, why assume that way? You can't, even though if you said it, you solved the problem, but you have to have a basis to say that. The pashtus is a chachamim. The answer is, Rabbi Kiva is pashtus, a chachamim. I yod in some kenasa, but that doesn't mean that he holds like Rabbi Meir. Because I can give you one or two possible reasons why he might still hold the Chacham, even though he holds the Zom Knasu, as Tosfos said before. That's the Matsina Lameimar. You read the Tosfos, you say, wait, Matsina Lameimar. Matsina Lameimar is enough to ask a Kasha, and not to have a Teretz. So give a Teretz that Taki holds like Lameimar. Why not? But the answer is, but that problem you can ask in Gemara too. Ikrav Yitzchak, Kasha Mamzeres. What's Kasha Mamzeres? Maybe he holds like Lameimar. The answer is, we don't assume it's a Rav Meir. It's the same way we don't assume for Rabbi Yitzchak, we don't assume for Rabbi Akiva. The only thing is, if it would have been Muchach that he owes a Rav Meir, because Rav Meir's logic is impeccable logic. Eidim Zomim is a Knas, we learn from Motzi Shemra. And the Chachamim's point of disagreement is because they hold it's a Mammon. So then, Behechrach, he holds like Rav Meir. So then that would have been a good Yishuv. But that's Tosfos' point. We don't assume that way at all. We have every comfortable reason to keep Rav Kiva with the good company of the Chachamim, not with the company of Rav Meir, which is the Yachid. That's Yachid. That's the proper reading of the Tosfos. Tosfos was stronger in his language before. Ein shum tana desava lo kemishalim. But again, I guess because we want the Chachamim to be as broad, have as broad appeal as possible. Yeah, this is the two Tosfos about this point, Rabbi Akiva. One more Tosfos. Now we have Mantana de Pogoli. This is the next couple lines of Gemara. This has been Ogeya Rav Masna's question to Abaye. that what did he speak? So let's just go over. So what was the answer to the kasha that Rav Papa asked Abaye? So what would be the pshat according to Rabba? How would he reconcile it? He goes like a Yochanan. He has to hold like a Yochanan that without asra, chayve malchus shogigin are in fact pater. And the difference between the two Mishnayos is that the Mishnah in Malchus is with Asra and the Mishnah without Asra. And what about Ula? That was Tosus' issue that we saw yesterday. I found other Rishonim also discussing it. Rashi says it's a Kavachomer. If he holds like Rish Lakish, he couldn't hold like Ula. So it's got to be Rav Yochanan anyway, so Rav Yochanan solves it by itself. But Tosus wanted to know why not. Maybe you could use tachas tachas. So the Rishon discussed that also. Tosus says that it's because Abaye himself, Lishitaso, you see, doesn't hold like Ula, so that was pressing the question, as the Tosus said. But Rav Papa Taka could have used that answer. It goes like Ula. And the Ramban says, maybe in the Hanami, the Gemara could have said Ula too, but the Gemara didn't like Ula so much. So the Ramban seems to say. Bachoch and Krav Yochanan Sfirolei. So he says, Ramban says, points out maybe he goes like Ula. The mashmos of the Ramban's Lashon is very strongly like against the Mashal, that there's no Malkus whatsoever. It's not even a Geder of Shogigin. The Torah is okay, the Malkus completely. Vuk mi amamon, dumi do chol b'chavero. He says, go kasha, viko memer de ua din. Yeah, okay. El sfari de ua lo sviralan. Just don't like Ula so much. Within this, within the shitas that we are, we treat more as respectable shitas. That's where we have to pin down Rabbi Rav Yochanan. Lamaisa could be Ula too, but Svari de Ula goes Sviralan. That's what sounds like the Narban. Okay. That is within Rabbi. Then we have the next discussion that Rav Masna asked Abaye the following question. That Rish Lakish to Amar, that he says, I have a limud b'feresh of Satorah Chai b'Malkus k'chai b'Misus that by Shogigin Yepater. So the question is, who is the Tana? He knows our Mishnah is against Rav Yochanan ben Akana. Can we identify the Tana? Now, is it only our Mishnah that the Gemara is concerned about? Rashi throws us in here and broadens the picture. When the Gemara says Mantan the Polig, who is the Tana that argues with Nakana? Rechunim ben Akana is Mechayiv Koreis Bachoso. And Rechunim ben Akana also says that Hidigis Agadish Bim Kippurim is Rechunim Mechayiv Patres Bachoso. What did I say? Chayiv Patres. Rechunim Patres Bachoso, because the Koreis Patres. And he also would Pater Hidigis Agadish Bim Kippurim. So who's the Tana that disagrees with him on both of these Mishnayos? The Mishnah of Hidus HaGadosh B'Yom HaKippurim is Chayiv, is Mishnah Shavuos Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah that Baal Choso and the other Chayiv Krisus is Chayiv Knas is a Mishnah Ksubas Chavtes. So let's identify the Tana, says Rashi, both in Ksubas Chavtes and Shavuos Lamed Gimel. That's how Rashi brings into the Gemara. We'll see why Rashi does this. And what's driving the Gemara's question, Mantana? Because the point being that we have to consider the fact that that it's in Nichlal in every case of Chayvei Krisus that we've been discussing, that it be in the case over here of Baal Choso, be in the case of Yom Kippur, Hidus HaGadosh, you have to deal with not just the issue of Kares, but the issue, seemingly the issue of Malkus. So that's what the Gemara's question is. Rav Masna's question. So we have to find a Tana that's the Lokar Mechunya, and at the same time get around the other pitfall that you should be Pater from the Tashlumin based on the Malkus. And that's what the Gemara answers. That by answers, it's one of two. Ira Me, Ira Yitzchak. Now, here we have to do a little more detective work. What do you mean, Ira Me, Ira Yitzchak? That's going on the Mishnah here. It's going on Mishnah Shavuos, going on both equally. So here that's where Rashi sort of comes to the rescue. So Rashi, by broadening the picture, is able to is able to explain what the Gemara means. Ira Meir Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Meir is the one who holds Lokim Mishalim. Rabbi Yitzchak is the one who holds it. There's no Malkus by Chai B'Krisus. The issue in Shavuos is just the case of Chai B'Krisus. The Mishnah here has Chai B'Krisus in the Mishnah, but also has Chai B'Lavim, Mamzeres. So to say Rabbi Meir, that's good for both options. That the Tana, Argus, and Chulakana, both in Shavuos and in Shavuos, can be Rabbi Meir. If you want to make it Rabbi Yitzchak, you can do that in Shavuos and say there's no Malkus by Yom Kippur. And fine. And then as far as but you'll be chayiv. Therefore, because the karis doesn't patter. But what about over here? Rabbi Yitzchak says there's no malchus by chayiv krisus, but by chayiv lavin mamzeres is malchus. So then, if it doesn't go for a mayor, then it should patter the mamun because of the malchus by mamzeres. So that's what Rashi is going to say. We'll see inside that. The Gemara means the Mishnah Shavuot can be either Meir or Yitzchak. The Mishnah here is going to have to be who? Zok Rashi. Man Tana Depoged V'Chunya D'Mechay B'Tashrub M'Chay B'Krisus Ki Gona Hida Shavuot V'Shem T'Gad Shavuot M'Kippur M'Chay Yavin U'Mas Yisim D'Hacha D'Kansa B'Choso U'Nihi Nami D'Les Liyas N'Asu U'Miftarei. Granted, you don't have the Zereshava to tell me Pater because of Kuris Liftarei Mishum Lav Bein Hisru Bein Lo Hisru. This is according to Rish Lakish, because even without Hasra, there's going to be a tour of the Malkus, because of the Malkus. The Inkars below Rav, Chutz Pesach Lemila, the Bishlam of Yochanan Mukir Rav Yukur Rabbanan. In other words, Rav Yochanan can take the Mishnah even for the Rabbanan, because you don't have the Hasra, so there's no Malkus to Pater if there's no Hasra. Rish Lakish, who Pater is without Hasra, is going to have to fall back on learning that the Tana in these two cases is some fringe Tana that's not going to have the problem to deal with of the Malkus, even though otherwise the Malkus should patter even without Asra. That's what the Gemara is dealing with. The Bishlam Yochanan Mukila Fikrabana, the Pliga Leder Ameya, the Ami Enuk Mishalim, the Hani Bishal Yisrubo, Elo Shkakish Kamen Mukila, Iker Ameya Mokum Mishalim, Iker Yitzchak Dame Roshach Malkus Chayvi Krisus. And again, Xavier Shal Dasan Asan Lesser, Umayli Pater, Hilkach. So now that you have the two options, says Rashi, now plug them in. Hilkach Masnis in the Hacha. Is what a kachach? To Rav Meir, the Lord Yitzchak, Mishum Kasha Mazeres. Aber the Shuras Ben Meir Mitzchak. Zog Tosus. Man Tana the Pogalei Rav Chunya Ir Rav Meir Rav Yitzchak. Tema, Fektos those. Dilo Resh Lakish Bed Yipog Rav Meir Av Nechunya. Dal Mukim Mas Nisink Rav Meir. Dekatani Diyesh Knas Bechai Bekrisus. What's those asking? What's bothering the Gemara? According to Rish Lakish, we know that Rav Meir argues over Nechunya. Because what did Rish Lakish say to answer the stira? Because like Rav Meir, and that's why Lokam Mishalim. And the same Rav Meir who said this, who's the author of the Mishnah, is clearly saying that Baruch Hoso gets Knas. So obviously Rav Meir holds like Rav Nechunya. They argue over Nechunya. Because that's the sheet of the Mishnah, Rav Meir. So what's the big deal? What are you making? You discovered America that Rav Meir argues of Nechunya? Because what? Because. I mean, that's Mamash Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said that. Yishkom at the other Shabbat, Rav Meir Pogale, Elad Kashale, Rabbanan Lo Matzino Lo Meir Pligale. That it can't be the Rabbanan. So what is Tosis driving at? What does this mean exactly? So the kasha the rabbanu lo matzina lemeimah de pligele. Koy dra chachamim lo matzina lemeimah de pligele. And it's going to have to be Rav Meir as the sole bar plukta. The chachamim, you don't have any indication of the arguing. So what does Tosis mean to say? I understand Tosis. It's a little hard to know what Tosis is trying to say here. The Mashas says something. It helps a little bit. Says Masha, but Zalomar, how did Kama Ira Meir of E should say Rabbi Yitzchak? It's a Yehuda here. La Bederach Tirutza Kamale, Ela de Hainu de Chuka, Lerish Lakish, Asi Shap Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, the point he's trying to bring up is just to put in the spotlight the dochik of Rish Lakish. That Rabbi Yochanan has an advantage over Rish Lakish. Yochanan, the Bar Plokta Mechnakana, is a mainstream shita. The Mishnah doesn't have to be limited to a fringe shita. See, a lot of this, having all this sugya, this discussion of fringe shitas versus not fringe shitas, you know, to make things go, to Mishnahs go like Tanoim that are not mainstream is a disadvantage. So, Kunav Yochanan, the Bar Plokta of Mechnakana could be the Chachamim. According to Rish Lakish, you know, you realize you have to deal with the Chayvim Malkus Shogin issue, and therefore you have no choice but to make it Rav Meir. So, of course, Rish Lakish said that, but he just wants to bring the spotlight out and see that's what you're going to have to say. Rav Yochanan doesn't have that problem. So, Rav Masa is trying to rub it in, as it were. That's why I see the Masha saying. I mean, tell me if you're another Pshat. But so, how did come like Rav Meir? He's trying to bring out that that's the ma'ariv of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, now, this is the time to bring out that inyan, which is a topic that could really get its own shiur, but just for the hashlam of everything, and we have to do it because it's mentioned here, and then we showed it, but really we touched on it back on Daf Lamed as well. And that's the question of the din of chayvei krisus shogi. In other words, we have discussed chayvei misus shogigin. That was according to Rav Dimi Amachokis, Rav Lish Lakish, according to Rav, and everybody agrees, Tanda Vecheskia. We've discussed chayvei malchus shogigin, and that's the Machokis, Rav Lish Lakish. Each one, and why they say what they say, and how it affects whether they could give the yishuv of the other one on the Mishnah. We also discussed chayvim misus shogin together with malchus, the sukkin chulin peyalef. What's left? We have nechum ben akana. Again, we don't say accept him, but his shita is that chayvim krisus is identical with chayvim misus based in. Abaye gave a reason, us and ason. That was the mocker. We had that on Daf Lamed. And we have Rava's mocker was what? Karas Shalik Misa Shalachem. And we had good nafkaminas between Abaye and Rava, right? The Shakamataya back on Daf Lamed. Until the Gemara found nafkaminas and all that came with that. But that's from Chumin Akan. The question of the hour is, Shitas Chumin Akana, that Chayvei Krisus and possibly Misus Lishamayim, that's the Nafkamina the Gemara is trying to find exactly the case of it, but if you hold it, Misus Lishamayim as well, Ason Ason. So what would be if it wasn't the Mezer was Bishogin? Would it also have the Ptur, if it did that very Bishogin, would it have the Ptur of the Mamun? So this is Big Machokis Bishogin. Big Machokis Bishogin.
If you
did the Avera of Kares Bishogig, not Bemezid. So there's not, he's not actually getting Kares, but would it still have the Dintapath? The Ritva here, right in the beginning of our Sugya, and Daf Lamed Hemed Aleph already mentions the Machokas. But it's discussed more in the Rishonim and Amid Beis, in the Gemara that we just read. We'll soon see the connection to the Gemara. The Ritva that I gave you to look at . So the Gemara says Ki Pligi. This is when the Gemara rejects Rav Dimi and brings Ravin in and says Ki Pligi Bechayvi Malkus Shogigin, Rav Yochanan says, Chayv Misa Iskish, Chayv Malkus Oiskish, Yochsek Rav Yochanan. Says the Ritva, the Loch is like Rav Yochanan. So Chayv Malkus Shogin or Chayv. Okay. So the Ritva, Le'inin Chayv Krisus Shogin with Dabar Acher, Aliba Dabachin Ben Akana, Nechel Kulam Mefarshim. So the Ritva says, a big machokis. The range of Shitas here. A range. Ika Manda Amar, some say that even according to Rish Lakish, who holds that not only Chayv Misus Shogin Pater, even Chayv Malkus Shogin Pater, but that's true. But when it comes to chayvei krisos of chumin hakana, only the nezid, only when he's getting the karis. The la'ashkechan de'iskar chayvei krisos of chayvei misas. That which we learn out, the chayvei krisos pater, it's only going to be mamish when it's mamish the nezid. The ikemanda amar, and then the other extreme, the adarav, afilu Rabbi Yochanan pater. That even Rabbi Yochanan, who says chayvei malgus shogin v'na pater, only chayvei misas shogin pater. But what would be according to Chinuachana Chavi Krisus Shogin? They would pater. Again, when a katz al katz, some say nothing doing. You can't do it b'shogeg. Wouldn't pater b'shogeg. Some say even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that will. Because Chavi Krisus ke Chavi Misus based in Mamashem, either because of the drasha of Ason, or as it brings the other drasha of Karis Yigim Misus Shulachem, and that's what the Ritva prefers. V'zeh Alosh and Nira Iker. So here we know there's a machokas. Now he doesn't mention a possible third shita, which we'll soon see about, that wants to be told of this in the machokas v'yochan mishlakish. He doesn't mention it here. That's also possible. Maybe we should argue, and we'll see why this should be so, that Rabbi Mishlakish, who is eager to extend the din of Shogigin to Chayvi Malkius and equates Chayvi Malkius to Chayvi Mises. So, by the same token, he would see Rabbi Chaim HaKana as pattering even Chayvi Krisus Shogin. And Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, who limits the din of Shogin to Chayvi Mises, based in, he would, and not Chayvi Malkius, he would similarly hold him. Chaim HaKana would not equate Chayvi Krisus to Chayvi Mises based in all the way, and only be by Mezidin. That's a possible pshara, and that we'll see the ra'av here soon. Now, how does this play out in our sugya? Because in the kasha, it's always good to see how the Rishonim, you know, the segue into the inyan. It's not just a machlokas in the abstract, but it affects the shakam tarim, the sugya that we just read. It's interesting. Tosas Dafka didn't ask this kasha, but the Rishonim did. So the Gemara is trying to figure out, back to the question according to Rabbah, what Tana can be the Tana of the Mishnah? It can't be Rameyer, because Kasha Bita. Okay, let's try another one. So what? The problem is Kasha Achosu. Why is it Kasha Achosu? I have a solution. What's the solution? It says Abba Achosu in all the other cases. Just tell me that the Aveira was done B'shogeg. So he pays knas because he doesn't have the courage to pater. So what kasha chosa? No, this is totally in the question. If in chumna kana paters, chavi krisus paters even b'shogeg, then this would not be a suggestion. It's not a valid answer. So the kasha chosa, so charaya from the Gemara chayra, that in chumna kana even paters b'shogeg, or. Okay, or l'chol pachas, if you want to limit it to Rish Lakish, at least from Rish Lakish, because we're going now the rabbi who's like Rish Lakish, right? We're going to see until we fall back and say he has to go to Rabbi Yochanan. So this could be a way to at least sit for Rish Lakish. But the pashtus all the way, you see, he doesn't distinguish. Or maybe it could be doche this raya, this kasha. That's what the Rishonim talk about. Okay, starting with the Ramban. It's really in the Balamor in the back of the Gemara too. But I'll quote from the Chiddush of Ramban here. Dibra Maschil, Iker of Nechunya ben Akana Kasha Chosam, Iker LeMedak, Fekta Ramban, the Lukma Kigon Shehu Shogeg beIsa Koris Sheba, the Cave and the Lekha Koris Chayiv. It's interesting how he phrases the Kasha. When I said it, maybe the case is B'Shogeg. Habar Chosu is B'Shogeg. The Lashon Ramban, Lukma Kigon Shehu Shogeg beIsa Koris Sheba. What is Ramban saying here? Where was the shgaga? In the bia itself? In not realizing that it's kares. In other words, to be a shogig in the chomer iser, that's also a type of shogig. If you don't know that there's kares, that's a shogig. Could be the Ramban saying it for a reason. What would be the pashup shad? Shogig means habal chos of a shogig. Why wouldn't that be just as well to ask? Because what does the Mishnah say? What? So that's the thing. So onus. So if it's ma'ane sar b'shogeg, what would be the case exactly? Chveis. He thought it was his wife. No. Chveis. I don't know. Instead, it was a chosa. That's on that onus. Mefata. Maybe it's hard to find the case exactly here. Maybe say, or maybe there wouldn't be a chiyuv knas. Even if you could construct a case of a shogeg, I think Rabbi Nezer talks about this, I forget where. If you're going to construct a case of onus and the fact of a shogeg, whatever, I don't know what exactly the case would be, but if you find a case, but you can ask the kasha that the Mishnah should be discussing that case, and because there's no chiyuv karas to pater because it's a shogeg, but there's no chiyuv knas, period. You have to know what would be a chiyuv knas in such a situation. But I think in the Ramban's case, maybe I hear better. Because you were mamish an onus and mefata with intention to be onus and mefata, but you were shogeg in the karis shiva, so that should be a shogeg lagabi the karis. Because if you're shogeg on the karis and there's no karis, but there'll be a ptur, but there'll be a chiyuv knas because there's no ptur of karis. What?
Why can't we talk about loas rebbe like until now?
Someone talks about you're saying, but what will loas rebbe? Asube is relevant. We have Mises
Bezin.
Karis is Hashem. That's Cheshbin. So the issue of Asubbe is not going to be a Shaykh. I think one of the Rishon points it out there. Oh, I forget who. Asubbe is not going to be irrelevant. The issue of Shogi Mezin is just going to play out in terms of what you were Shogeg on. Lack of information or a mistake. Mistaken identity, mistaken in the Maisa. So this is the Ramban's Kasha. But now he brings us the issue. V'chid temu v'nechunya chayve krisis Shogin v'dava ache potter. So say that Chayvi Kris Shogim Davach is Pater. Haleisa. So he has a right from Sachim, the Sachim Lamed Aleph, the Sanya. Haochel Tumas Chomesh Bepesach Beshogeg, Mishalim Karen Bechomesh Bemezid Pater Natashu Medme Eitzim. Person eats Tumas Chomesh Bepesach, so it says Bemezid, he's Pater, Minatashu Med. And we go, and Mora says it goes of Yosi Aglili, that Chomesh is Mutta Bahana, and Lukim Chom Ben Akana, that you're Pater because of the Karis. And it says b'shogeg v'chayiv. It has a shavius, so there's mamon to pay, but you'd be part of b'mezid because of the kares. But that's the reason b'mezid. Why not b'shogeg as well? So he has a right in that gemara b'shogeg chayiv mamon b'chayiv krisus. L'maisa, if you look in sugim sachim, so it's a chayr machokis rashi and tosis, as we discussed once before in Dafan Graf Lamed. The gemara says on Daf. Daf Chavtes, I'll quote this, Rashi a few places, but Rashi and Chavtes already can be daiket. Pashup Shemis Rashi would be like this diuk. The Gemara has a braisa that quotes a Yesh Omrim that Ha'ochel Chametz Shol Hegdish B'moed Tholo Mo'al. Again, what's the case? Chametz Shol Hegdish on Pesach. So the Tanakhama says Mo'al, there's Me'ila. Chametz Shel Hegdish on Pesach. Mo'al, Yesh Omrim Lo Mo'al. Who's the Yesh Omrim? Lo Mo'al. Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Samav Yochan, Mechun Ben Akanahi. The Sani, Mechun Ben Akanah, Haya Osa Shema Kippurim, Kishavis Ketashumim. So therefore, the Chiyuv Kares will patter the mama. It says Rashi, I don't understand something here. In fact, Rashi, Akasha. He brings the whole parasha, Mechmanakana, and so on. Rashi has Akasha. Yesh toim, the kashalu. But ki pater ab nechunya b'mezid pater debar karesu. Rav Nechunya pater b'mezid when he's getting kares. V'acha b'shogi gaskina midiktani mo'al. B'shogi gabar karesu. It says mo'al, so we're discussing a shogeg. If it's a shogeg, there's no... Because it's mo'al. The chi of me'ila is only b'shogeg. So in shogeg is not a kares, so how can you use yochmin akana? It's a mistake, says Rashi. His kash is a mistake. Why? The toast who said, the Gabi Chomets, Mezidu, the Gabi Hegdish, Shogigu, Vogo Yoda, Shahu Shal Hegdish. That's Rashi say. That you're a Shogig on what? On the Hegdish, Shabo. You didn't know it's Hegdish. But on the Chomets, you knew it's Chomets. What's the premise of this Kasha that Rashi's bringing? that if it's a shogeg, so you're a shogeg, so you're not going to have the p'tur b'chun ben hakana. So chayra a mefurish Rashi that what that the b'chun ben hakana would only pater the mezid not the shogeg. Rashi had the miyasa be attack a word mezid on the karis on the chametz. We'll get Tosfos on that Gemara. Diba Maschum Nechonyehi. Afagav Dehocha B'Shoge Gairi. Midik Tani Moal. Rashi's Kasha. You know what Tosfos answers? What do you expect him to answer? Let it be B'Shoge. But what do we know? What's the rule? Tan Vecheskia. Kai Malon Zag Tosfos Kecheskia. Da Mechavim Mises Shoge Im Turim Net Hashum And Vuad Im Karis Vuad Nechonya. What's true by Chavim Mises B'Shoge is true by Chayvei Krisus. So, with seemingly Sachem Chavtes, Amir Aleph opens up this issue too. According to Rashi, Chayvei Krisus, or Reb Nechanya, is only patterning b'mezid. So Rashi had to work out that Taka was a mezid on the Chametz. Shogeg on the Hekdesh, mezid on the Chametz. Tosfos says, simple. Tan Vecheskia works for Reb Nechanya. Interesting is this, again, if you would go with this pshara, that may be only for Rabbi Yochanan, it wouldn't patter. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said here, it goes like Rabbi Nechunya. So maybe Rashi's kasha would be a kasha, if you hold like that, it would be a kasha only that because it's Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe Rish Lakish is better, we'll see soon. But pashtos, Rashi and Tosfos are arguing on this issue. If you, I guess I'm going to show you a marmah, look at the back of this Gemara, the Baal HaMor. And this Gemara, that's where the Baal HaMor is, and our Gemara that we just read, Kasha Choso, says the Baal HaMor, the last, right before the Mishnah, the beginning, it's actually the beginning of El Naris where you have the Baal HaMor. Dibba Maschel, Amar Lerab, Adab Maschel, Labaye. The Torah, Mantana, the Pogan, Nechunya, Bishlama, Rav Yochanan, and so on. So he discusses this here. And he writes, the Chiheche de Mrs. Beis, the Roshna, Shogi, Roshna, Mezid, Patim, Natashlum, and Achinami, Spirev, Nechunya, the Bekaris, Patim, Natashlum, Ben Mezid, Ben Bishogi. So it's like the Tosas and Sachin over there. In other words, it would be Patr even b'shogeg, and that again, that could be a the deal of a gemara. Mark, couldn't you want to say that maybe it's b'shogeg? Maybe because it wouldn't help you. The Ramban has a way out of this kasha. What does the Ramban say further here? He says, "Iko mem the kim the ktani mas nisin." The lashna mishnah is after the cases of chayvei krisus. How does the mishnah sum it all up, and how does the mishnah conclude? The last couple of words of the Mishnah, Chavtes. Afalpi, what? Afalpi, shein bikareis, ein b'misus beizdin. What does it sound like? We're doing a show gig? And if you want to say, goes like a Nechunya, and we're talking a show gig, then what does the Mishnah mean to say? You're going to be paying even though this kareis. How could you, he's answering the cash. In other words, don't tell me, even if you assume that Rabbi Nechunya would not pater a show gig. But you want to say the Mishnah goes like I'm Nechunya? What would be the Mishnah? What would be the Mishnah's point? The point would be to say, even though this car has been mazed, but that's what the Mishnah will mean. That's what you're thinking. Okay. The Ramban says, Masma de la fukim Nechunya azla. The afapisha nichras karma de mishale. In other words, so there is kares, and the case would be that there is kares, and that's the whole point. La fukim from Nechunya. Other thing goes is Masma la fukim from Nechunya, not it goes out of Nechunya, but it's true, even though they'll be amazed. That's what the Ramban wants to answer the Diuk. Al Kopanim, this was discussed by the Ramban, and here again in the Ritva, on our Gemara, we mentioned the Ritva on Amud Aleph, the Ritva over here. He says as follows. Idir Masch Ikirab Nechunya. For Hard Amrina says the Ritva the Kasha Le Achoso. Ask your shop here. This Gemara's Kasha is beautiful. Lahi Lishna, according to that that shita that I mentioned on Med Aleph, Damin Le'el, to Rav Nechunya, Afilu Chai Be'Krisus Shogim Dabachet Turim. So beautiful Gemara, that it says, Kasha Choso, there's no way out. To Le'idach Perusha, the other shita, my Kasha, and look me in Lomas Nisin, Bishalo Hisrubo, he's a Lashon Hisrubo, okay, interesting. Rav Nechunya, the Kenbuki Rav Yochanan, U Bishogig, Mo de Rav Nechunya, the Huchai Mamon. It's interesting. And then if you look in the Ra'ah seems to say this pshar. So we have seemingly Machokes Rishonim in Akatsa L'Katsa, as the Ritva began to quote, right? We have Rashi and Tosa seem to argue this, Balmar and the Rabban arguing this. Many Rishonim weigh in on this question. The Ra'ah, well, you know, was a descendant of the Balamor. You know that. Rabban Alevi. I definitely come from him. Through my father's mother's side, we come. The Shla was also Ben Achaben from the Ra'ah of the Balamor. That's why he was a lady. It was all that same line. So we have a tree, actually, that goes back to the Baal Mor. But the Ra'ah, he quotes his grandfather. So here in this the Ra'ah here, quoting the Sheet as well, Ike de Kashele, Lokma Krav Nechon Ben Akana, Gon Shebole B'Shogeg. So he says an interesting answer. V'Leisa. So what he says, the Havadai Aliba de Resh Lakish, the Kosovar Chayvi Malkus Shogin Patur. Resh Lakish said that Chayvi Malkus Shogin also Patur. Lo Sagya, but the Lo Karmin on Aliba de Rav Nachman Akana, Nami the Chayvi Kris Shogin Patur. Then it has to follow for Resh Lakish that according to Rav Chunya, Chayvi Kris will also Patur Bishogin. The time of the Resh Lakish, Midi Iskish Chayvi Malkus or Chayvi Mises. What did Resh Lakish find? He found the Hekish of Chayvei Malkus to Chayvei Krisus, Hakaka or Rasha Rasha. Is the Mela Aliba Rav Nechunya Ben Akana Nami Ha'iskish Chayvei Krisus or Chayvei Mises? And therefore, the Gemara is beautiful. The cave and the cane Ha'ainu Nami the Karminan Bishlama Isav Krav Yochanan Metarit Krav Yochanan. Ela Isav Resh Lakish Keman Taritzla, because the Resh Lakish Lekeluk Mikachad. Because then Rav Nechunya won't help you, because then it would come out that Bishogig is also part. So it comes out a third sheet. You found me. Now, according to some sheetists, even Rav Yochanan would go all the way, just like Chaimis and Basement Patras, the Edson, even Bishogig, so to Chaimis Krisus, that's the limit. And even Malkus is different. That could be what Tosis holds, and the Balmar holds. And then you have the other extreme, but even according to Resh Lakish, only Chayvei Malkus Patur B'Shogeg, Chayvei Krisus only in Dafka B'Mezid. And then you have this middle ground. He quotes the Baal Amar, Dani Arav, Zkeni, Rav Zerach, Yalevi, Pirish, Dalibid, Rav Yochan, Nekane, Benger, Yochan, Benger, Resh Lakish, Chayvei Krisus, Shogin, Patur, and even Rav Yochan, Agus, Chayvei Malkus, Shogigin, that, but Shaini Hasim, the Malkus, Misachritahi, the Kasar Rav Yochan, Dafka, the Iskash, Shal Chayvei Misa, Lo Patrinu, Mimaman, El Chayvei Misa, the Inu Gufay Iskush, and a case of the Malkus of Mammon Asrilei Musachriti and so on. Abba Kares Kuntra Nechunya Kimidis Rabbi Lamno Sachriti. He becomes part and parcel. Elohihi. Interesting way he touches his the Baal Mor Shita. Hihi. It's almost like a Gili Nosa. It's not a limud to extend Halacha. It's a Gili Nosa. Hihi. For who Kares, who Mrs. Bezdin? That's how he brings from the Baal Mor. The Lo Shanilan, Mrs. Bezdin Shomato, Bezdin Shomala, the Da Vada Achasi. He's basically quoting the Baal Mor. And therefore, Kimin the Kain, Kimin the Iske Shchavi Mrs. Beis Nil Maki Beema, Habrei Nami Kiman the Iske Shchavi Krisus Gufayu Kidaman Davdo Achasi. And then he brings us to Yim Sachin. You can imagine we could spend a day or two or more on this. But again, for the sake of the Hashlama, you see, you have to, you know, have this always in the back of your mind as well. Hadron Allah Kim Dramine, right? You have to know. You know, this sugya that hopefully will continue to fascinate us for years to come. Okay, everybody, it's been a wonderful opportunity and wonderful pleasure and privilege to have learned these sugyas together with you, and Yit Hashem, we should all go Michael Lechayim.